Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you learn about why time management could make you happier, how catnip has a secret weapon, and three ways your identity could be stolen without getting your computer hacked, and how to protect yourself.
Let's satisfy some curiosity. We usually think of time management as a skill that's important for doing well in school and at work. But a recent meta-analysis found that it actually has bigger effects on a person's overall well-being. Turns out time management isn't just about productivity. Researchers from Quebec started the study with a really basic question. Does time management actually work? You know, the way employers and college professors say it does? In other words, does managing your time better result in better academic and work performance? Well, believe it or not, out of all the research on time management, very few studies have taken a big picture view of this basic question. So the researchers set out to do a meta-analysis of 158 past studies that examines time management. This research considered time management to have three basic elements: structuring your time, like sticking to a daily schedule; protecting your time, like turning off your phone during family dinners; and adapting time to changing conditions, like responding to emails when you're waiting in the doctor's office. The team looked at the results of the studies. How well did time management help people perform professionally? How about academically? And did time management improve well-being? Did it help people with feelings of distress? Well, the meta-analysis showed that time management did work. Time management strategies had a moderate effect on people's job performance and academic work. But surprisingly, time management actually had a stronger effect on well-being than it did on job performance. In particular, people experienced higher life satisfaction when they practiced time management. This finding was a little shocking, because like I said, people usually talk about time management as an important skill to work on for career development. But the meta-analysis showed that time management had an impact on life satisfaction that was 72% stronger than it was on job satisfaction. The researchers say they hope future studies will take a longer view on time management. It's possible that if a person works on time management skills early in life, the positive effects will build on each other over time. For now, at least, it's probably a good idea to keep working on your own time management skills. It won't just make you better at your job. It'll help you enjoy life, too. Kind of important.
Cats love catnip. I mean, come on. It's right in the name. They love to rub their little faces in the stuff because it makes them feel good. But as it turns out, catnip has a really practical use, too. It helps cats protect themselves from mosquitoes. And this might help explain why they love it in the first place. Cat owners have been giving their cats catnip and a related plant called silvervine for at least 300 years now, but scientists have only recently uncovered why cats are so attracted to these plants. Catnip and silvervine both contain a chemical called nepetalactol. To a cat, nepetalactol is the greatest thing ever, and a recent experiment did double duty to figure out why. For the experiment, a group of scientists isolated several oils found in silvervine, soaked pieces of paper with them, then let 30 domestic cats sniff the paper. Every cat in the experiment dove at the paper soaked in nepetalactol. And the same thing happened when the researchers performed the experiment with non-domestic cats, like jaguars, leopards, and lynx. To find out why they had such a reaction, the researchers analyzed the cat's blood. They found that nepetalactol increases the concentration of beta endorphins. That's a telltale sign that the opioid system is being activated. In other words, your cat is totally getting high off of catnip. But like I said, they aren't just getting high. When cats rub themselves with catnip, they're also applying a natural form of insect repellent. In their experiment, the researchers found that the cats seem to purposely coat their faces in nepetalactol if given the option to. When they exposed cats with and without nepetalactol in their fur to mosquitoes, they found that fewer mosquitoes landed on the heads of the catnip-doused kitties than the cats without it. Combine this with the fact that even wild cats seem to have a preference for catnip, and this doesn't seem like an accident. It suggests that cats' love of catnip, and their tendency to rub their little faces in it, probably evolved as a way to protect them from the dangers of mosquitoes, like malaria and other mosquito-borne infections. Even wilder, these findings may lead to new mosquito repellent for humans. An all-natural bug spray that repels mosquitoes and attracts kitties? Sign me up.
Why don't we just roll around in catnip?
Don't tempt me.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's say you know all there is to know about protecting your identity online. You never use the same password twice, you use two-factor authentication, you even surf the web via a VPN. But then one day, you wake up to find out that somebody out there has opened a dozen credit cards in your name. How is that possible? Well, it's because you just got hacked in the real world. Here are three disturbingly common scams that don't require the con artist to go online, along with some tips for taking care of yourself. First is skimming. Skimmers steal your data by secretly installing their own card reader on top of the ones used by banks and businesses. So if the card reader you're using looks extra bulky or feels kind of loose, or if you see glue or tape residue around it, let the owner of the device know and don't use it until you can be sure no one's trying to take your card number and PIN. Second is mail theft. And this isn't just about your mailbox. It could also be somebody going through your trash for identifying information that you've discarded. If you suspect someone is stealing from your mailbox, contact your post office right away. But as for the stuff you've thrown away, the only solution is to destroy potentially vulnerable documents before you toss them. If you want to be extra careful, these days you can get a paper shredder for pretty cheap online. Although I personally prefer using sensitive documents as kindling for my fireplace. I mean, waste not, right? And finally, there's pretexting. That's when someone calls your financial institutions or utility companies on the pretext of being you in order to get more serious information like your social security number. Somebody who pulls this off probably succeeded because they already got some intel, either through mail theft or dumpster diving. Or worst of all, maybe they heard it from you firsthand. In the end, online data security is obviously important, but so is data security in real life. So stay vigilant, both on and offline.
All right, well, let's recap what we learned today, starting with the fact that time management has a bigger effect on your well-being than it does on job performance, as in about 72% bigger. Time management refers to structuring your time, focusing during the time you've scheduled, and adapting to changes along the way. And people feel more life satisfaction when they better manage their time.
Who doesn't love a well-organized calendar?
Yeah.
We also learned that cats love catnip because of the chemical nepetalactol. Not only does it serve as an insect repellent that keeps mosquitoes away, but it activates your cat's opioid system, meaning your cat is totally getting high.
And hashtag not all cats. My cat, and actually many cats I've owned, don't actually have a reaction to catnip. Like, my cat doesn't really care about catnip. But if your cat is like my cat, try buying some Silvervine. She loves it. And the same thing happened with my cat sitter. I had this bag of Silvervine and she's like, what is this? And I was like, it's great. It's like catnip for cats that don't like catnip. And then I gave her some and she took it home to her cat and her cat loved it. Cats getting high all around.
If there's one scene, Ashley, you're going to watch from the cinematic achievement that was Cats, the movie, it's got to be the catnip scene. Taylor Swift just crushes it. Trust me on this one.
You know, that does sound pretty good. I might watch that.
Sure.
And we also learned that identity theft isn't just for hackers. Be careful about where you share your information and try to destroy any sensitive personal documents rather than just throwing them in the trash. And keep a close eye on where you swipe your credit card so you don't get skimmed. You know, places like gas stations, those sketchy ATMs, even banks. You know, never can be too careful. Also, one tip. I know those online memes where they're saying, oh, your Game of Thrones nickname is your pet's name and the street you grew up on. I mean, that's not a Game of Thrones name, but you know what I mean. They have those little games where they're like, here's your silly nickname. Use this personally identifiable information in your nickname. Don't do that. Don't post that. That's stuff that people can use to get your passwords.
Kind of like that time you talked about your high school mascot on the podcast.
Kind of like that time. And also, I say my cat's name all the time. I'm not going to say my cat's. I don't use my cat's name. Hackers, I'm one up on you. Don't even try.
I think this kind of thing is markedly more difficult for audio personalities that talk about their lives. Just saying.
It is. It is.
Today's stories were written by Kelsey Dunk, Cameron Duke, and Ruben Westmus, and edited by Ashley Hammer, who's the managing editor for Curiosity Daily.
Script writing was by Cody Goff and Sonia Hodgen. Today's episode was produced and edited by Cody Goff.
Here's some homework. Write down your schedule for the week. It'll make you happier. Just remember to include Curiosity Daily so you can join us again tomorrow to learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.